show the one you love just how intrusive your love can be this Valentine's Day with the all-new TMZ Bouquet.
Hey, honey, honey, baby, sweetheart, over here. Come here, look over here, honey, hey.
Just call TMZ and we'll deliver a bouquet right in the face of your loved ones wherever they may be.
Hey, baby, over here. Hey, you look great today. I love you.
And if you call today, we'll also include a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Hey, honey, be my Valentine. Wanna be my Valentine?
Call now and show the one you love just how annoying you can be on Valentine's Day with a TMZ bouquet.
Hey, get your hands off me. I'm just trying to love you. Get off.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk stage, your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
It's Vinny Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. The Grammys continued its long streak of cluelessness by showering the odd duo of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with 5 awards. Maybe this can finally open the door to my dream collaboration, Mick Jagger and Shadazy. The nation's number one movie is He's Just Not That Into You, wherein Ben Affleck plays someone putting off getting married for as long as he can, Jennifer Aniston is someone who wants to get married, and Drew Barrymore is someone who can't hold on to a man. Did anyone actually act in this movie? Tiger Woods became a father for a second time, welcoming his son Charlie. Don't know why Tiger didn't name the kid Puma. I mean, the endorsement deal would be built in. And the idiot of the week, Chris Brown. Just a few months ago, he was being called the new Michael Jackson. But even Jacko wouldn't hurt a girl. I mean, he couldn't, but that's beside the point. I'm Vinny Penn, and that was your 760.
An emoticon typo commits an area woman to a second date. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Gina Marizano told reporters today that mistakenly typing the wrong emoticon at the end of an email note trapped her into a second date with local dullard Brian Sims. Though the normally detail-oriented Marizano intended to reply to Sims' second date request with a frowny face next to "We'll see," she accidentally added the wrong punctuation and sent the opposite message.
You know, the worst part is that the wrong parentheses means, to him, that I'm going to put out.
Marizano intends to turn down any future dates with Williamson and already has an animated GIF of a dancing banana to let him down easy. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver. She's stuck by your side for 15 years. So isn't it about time you buy her a brand new bagless vacuum cleaner with all the attachments?
It's the gift that really sucks.
The heck with flowers, candy, or jewelry. Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver, a set of frying pans is the perfect way to say I love you.
Now you can make breakfast for me.
Do you think you'll ever get some now?
A headache that won't go away. Yeah.
So this Valentine's Day, skip the aisles with the lingerie, the perfumes, or diamonds, and head right for housewares and appliances. Just like Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver. A real American hero.
Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver.
A plunger. Nice job, Casanova.
Now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the morning.
Sam and Susie in the morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you for starting off the show like this, Susie. Welcome to Friday the 13th.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Oh.
Is there a new movie out there, Friday the 13th? They seem to have one every year.
Yeah, I think it's called Friday the 13th.
Really?
It's out today.
There's another one.
Yes.
Yeah, like we need another one, right?
I know. What else bad can happen to these people? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. You know that I've never seen even one of them?
Me either.
How many have there been? 7?
That many?
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them.
People are idiots. I swear.
Yeah. You really think it's appropriate to chew gum on the air?
Fine.
No. I mean, if you think it's fine, go ahead.
I have Greek chicken salad stuck in my teeth.
Really?
Yeah. It was left over from my dinner last night, and I left it in my car, and I... You know, do you ever wake up somewhere and you wonder, like, where the fuck am I?
No, it never happens to me, not even once.
Are you kidding? I woke up at 6 this morning, and I'm staring around. I'm on a couch, and there's another couch across from me, and Evan's asleep on that couch. And for the life of me, for an hour, I had no idea where I was.
Really?
No idea.
And where were you?
Turns out I was at my friend Cameron's house in Hollywood, but I was...
What the fuck did you have to drink that you didn't even know where you were waking up in the morning?
Well, I started off with a bottle of wine at my house after I was done with work, and that was while I got ready to go out for the evening. And then Cameron and Lindsay, my two good friends, were taking me out to dinner as kind of like a farewell, goodbye dinner.
It's becoming real, huh?
They're Jews.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It was surprising. They paid.
Oh, I see.
I'm just kidding.
What a shock.
I know. No, I really love them. And Cameron told me last night, he's here in LA, like wanting to be an actor and do that whole thing. But he told me last night that he had news, too. He's running away with the circus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he do with the circus?
He's going to do lighting with them, with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, nice.
For 2 years.
Really?
So basically, he broke up with his girlfriend, Lindsay. Not really broke up, but he said if he gets this job, you know, they're breaking up.
Yeah.
And he's moving away for 2 years. And he's just going to be traveling the country with the circus.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil. I mean, that's classy.
I want to join the circus.
Do you?
Yeah.
What would you do there?
I could be the lady that puts her legs behind her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You said you can do that, right?
I can.
Why don't... I want you to do that after the show. We'll take a picture and put it on the website.
Oh, my goodness.
How is that?
I have to warm up first. I'm going to need some time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You should also wear your miniskirt when you do that.
Okay. We get a picture of my bearded clam.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but so I woke up this morning, and I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'm like, and Evan was next to me, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, why is he with me wherever I am?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun. We ended up going out to Red Rocks on Sunset in Hollywood. And then I proceeded to order another bottle of wine there. And then we went back to Cameron's house and had more wine there.
I see. Okay. So it wasn't unusual. I mean, it's just that...
No, it wasn't unusual.
Yeah. So you just passed out there at your house?
I don't remember passing out, but apparently I did.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Hence why I was like exactly on time this morning. Not late, on time.
Awesome. Yeah. You know what I also decided? I decided I'm not going to analyze you anymore or... comment on your drinking and all that, because I think it's getting a little bit irritating.
I think you've run out of time.
Should have thought about it a long time ago.
Should have thought about that like 8 months ago.
Yeah. But I can't help it. You know, I'm always trying to fix things.
We could have had a baby by now, Sam.
That's true. 9 months.
We've been together for nine months.
We do. We have a fucking successful show.
Aww.
Now you're going to throw the baby away.
I'm aborting. Yeah. Aborting the baby. That's so wrong. So remember, did I tell you before that my decision to move to Australia was based on my horoscope?
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday you brought it up, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
If my horoscope had said, don't do it, I wouldn't have done it. But so my horoscope a while ago, I woke up one morning and I never read my horoscope, but I woke up and I had the thing, and it was like, you know, life changes, you know, a big move is in your future and all these other things. And I was like, oh my God, it's a sign. I have to go.
Yeah.
And then I was driving down the street and like I saw a billboard with a kangaroo on it. I was like, oh my God, it's a sign.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all signs for
you. All signs. But so then I just checked my horoscope right now. And do you want to hear what it says?
Sure.
Week ahead. Just about everything in life is up for review. You have a chance to redesign your life. Love. If you want romance bad enough, you will find a way to make it work. Career. Someone's misfortune could very well be your good fortune. Money. Your financial management may need attention. Review and adjust your spending habits. Keywords. Nothing is forever. Everything does come to pass. Stay calm.
Okay.
So that's a sign.
That applies to just about anybody.
No.
Why don't you read mine and we'll see how close that is.
Well, I don't get yours.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you only get yours.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you looked at one with all the signs on
it. No. Actually, you know what? Let's find yours, because I'd like to see.
Yeah. But you see, I mean, all this, you know.
It's a sign, goddammit.
Okay, it's a sign. I mean, you know, when you look for it, you'll find it.
What horoscope are you?
Taurus. Yeah, what's... I can tell you exactly what it's going to say.
No, you can't.
It's going to say something that's going to apply to you, too. Watch.
Well, not. Why are you raining on my parade?
Oh, no. Please don't look at it that way.
Okay? I'm kidding.
You're starting to make me look like shit lately.
Whoa, yours is long. Cooperation is not good enough, and appreciation may seem like it's on holiday. Coasts Oh, no, cool. Sorry, I can't even see this morning. Maybe I just take my sunglasses off.
Yeah, that would help.
Fuck. Costs are on the rise, and waste or inconsiderate spending can annoy you to the point of, quote, blowing, especially at a partner. In-law issues may be connected, especially if gifting is involved. Improvements show for the 12th to the 14th, but a poor choice on the 15th can undo mending or progress.
Everything there is off. First of all, I don't have in-laws because they're both passed away, so I don't have that. Now, the other thing was...
It said May. In-law issues, May. May. It's
okay.
In May.
But it also says there's money issues with the spouse. We have absolutely none.
Okay, career. Says, take a moment to reflect on the bottom line and all that it entails before you delve into projects or make promises on deliveries, especially the 9th or 10th, and anything on your own, and again on the 12th and 13th. If it involves depending upon another person, in a chain of events, request, need, or project. Are you happy with your job?
What the fuck? I mean, this totally doesn't apply to anything.
It does too.
It's
well,
so
this is
off.
A stupid one. Mine was
okay.
Good.
Yours was good because it fit in where you wanted it to. So that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool. Okay, so it is time.
It is time.
All right, so you're leaving when?
Friday. Oh my God, a week from today.
Friday you're leaving.
Yes, my dad bought my new plane ticket.
Oh, you have a new one now.
Yes, because I was supposed to leave today, but that's not happening.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So now I'm leaving on Friday. And you know how you were telling me yesterday? I left the show kind of freaking the fuck out because you were like, oh.
About your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I call my bank that I have my car company with.
Right.
And it's the only lender company in the country that lets you take a car overseas.
Really?
Do you know how fucking lucky I am?
You are extremely. So I was right.
You were right, but yeah. I was right, too, because I was like, I bet you I could take my car.
Yeah.
I had no idea why I
but
bet myself
said,
that.
Yeah.
But I just was somehow relying on like
now
the...
you see how extremely fucking lucky you are?
I,
and I've told you that.
I think there might be a $50 bill stuck to my foot. Hold
there
on.
There might be.
Let me check.
An extremely lucky person.
You have no
That's
idea.
Cool.
Like, I'm seriously the luckiest girl in the world.
Yeah.
I think,
so what does that mean?
I think I'm going to die soon. Like, things can't be going like this well.
No, don't think that. But my question is, what was my question? Is,
I don't know.
What was I going to say?
Luck.
Fuck, I totally forgot.
Moving my
car.
Oh,
yeah, with luck. My theory is that some people, when they're born, they get brains and some people get luck. But
fuck you.
Sometimes it's not. No. What I'm asking is, what does
this
say about
you? You bastard.
No, so I don't know. Either my theory is out the window, or maybe you are extremely lucky and not as bright. But
fuck
I, but,
you!
But, no. But knowing you, I can't really say that. Although the horoscope was right about your decision making.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But so, I don't know. Now I'm just having to deal with the issue because you have to have the title. My bank does not have the title of the car.
Right.
The state of Massachusetts does because that's where my car is registered.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but so apparently it's going to be a big pain in the ass to get all this done, and I don't know. But so my car, it's going to the port to be shipped on Friday, and then I'm not going to drive to Colorado because that just is crazy.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought it would be really cheap to rent a U-Haul and do that, but they won't let me rent a U-Haul for 2 days and drop it off in Colorado.
Really? You have to bring it back?
No, I have to rent it for 6 days.
Oh, wow.
And even if I take it like less time than that to get there, they said it wasn't safe to drive in 2 days. I'm like, fuck you. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You probably wouldn't be able to drive that fast with it, though.
They would go 70.
It's not your car.
I know, but they would go 70 miles an hour.
But you drive 120.
So?
You won't get that fast. So, I don't know. Do you think you'll make it in 2 days going 70 miles an hour?
Yeah, because I would drive straight.
You can't.
I take Adderall. I could do anything.
Really?
Adderall.
Two straight days?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
And I would make it probably in like 20 hours. But the point is, I'm not doing that anymore because
they're
making me pay for the U-Haul for 6 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to spend $2,000 on a U-Haul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, look, if Janique wants your furniture, let her come down and get it. You know?
No, I'm actually having a company come and pack all of my stuff for me and move it all for me.
Oh.
I don't have to lift a finger.
So you're going to take it all to Australia?
No, I'm going to pack it and send it to her.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
I'm just shipping it all over there.
I see. Okay.
And that's only costing $900. And they freaking do everything for me. I literally sit on the couch and I'm like, okay, careful with that desk. Those are antiques. I'll pack those books away. Why don't you read me that book?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool, though. Then you don't have to really get rid of these things because you'll always have them there.
I know.
If you want them back.
I know. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
And then if anything doesn't fit in her apartment, our friend Alexia, one of her really good friends, is going to store it in her basement because she's got this huge mansion in Colorado. So I'll have everything.
Yes.
Everything.
How lucky you are.
I know. And smart.
Uh-huh. And smart, too. Uh-huh. That remains to be seen.
Hey. Watch it over there.
Yeah. So do you think this is a logical decision or an emotional one?
Definitely logical.
That's what you think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't do things based on emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I don't. What?
Everything you do is based on emotion.
I do nothing based on emotion.
Yes, you do.
I do nothing.
You do.
No.
All right. I'm not... like I said, I'm not going to criticize or analyze you anymore.
Bullshit.
So tomorrow is Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, I already have my Valentine. His name is Ethan. He's 3.
Oh, okay.
I went to...
So
oh,
a cop
so,
out.
No. I don't know. I went to the preschool yesterday and I brought Spikeette, my lizard, for show and tell.
Yes.
It was so cute. I walk in and all the little 3-year-olds are sitting around in a circle and they made like a little mailbox that they covered in like red construction paper with like hearts and stuff on it, and they all had their name. And they would all take turns going around the room and giving everyone Valentines and little presents. And look what else I got. A shovel that says, I dig you. Oh, how cute.
That's cute.
But so then Ethan sees me come in and he's like, doozy, doozy. And he comes up running with a candy bracelet.
Yeah, you got a candy bracelet.
I have a candy bracelet. Yeah. And he says, doozy, will you be my Valentine? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, yes. But you are so fucking cute. I just want to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I rarely like see a kid that is so cute that it's like, I want to keep my eye on him at all times because someone will steal him. Like, he is that cute.
Really?
Someone will steal him.
Yeah.
And I seriously, like, have a finger on him at all times when we're out in public.
Yeah.
And his mom's the same way. And she's like, is it just me? Or is he really this cute? I'm like, no, he really is that cute.
Yeah. Do you ever walk around with a leash on him?
No. I just attach myself to him on some level.
I see.
But, oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do without my kids. I'm going to miss them so much.
Yeah. You'll find new ones there, I'm sure.
I know, but I grow attached to them.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, you're leaving a lot of relationships behind.
I know. I know.
Yeah, but it's very logical.
I need... Very funny. That's not based on emotion. See? That
what?
Was my leaving everyone behind. I started getting really sad last night. I almost cried.
Really?
I was like, I just have so many good friends here.
You really do. You
so
really
many
do.
Good people.
Yeah. So how is that logical?
I don't know.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, Susie. You know, if you did like a list, okay, like why you should and why you shouldn't.
I did a list last night of my finances. I did
a
spreadsheet.
So you did a cost-benefit analysis.
Yes.
And what did you come up with? You should go.
I need a lot of money.
Yeah.
I need about $5,000.
That's all?
That's all?
You can raise that easily.
I know.
With your luck, you'll run into someone at the airport and he'll pay for everything.
I know.
You know? I mean, some people have offered you to take their credit cards and charge up a fucking storm.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Remember that guy?
The taxidermist?
Yeah. No. There was a guy here that you met.
Here?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, my God. Yeah, the one that I found on the internet.
Yes.
That freak.
Yeah, that he wanted to give you his wallet and have you go spend
So long
money.
As I would, like, walk all over him with, like, my shoes.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? He wanted me to, like, step in dog shit and then, like, step on his face.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. I totally forgot about him.
Now, yeah, what's the psyche behind such humiliation, you know? I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know. Trust me, I wish I understood that one, but I think that's upper level psychology.
Yeah. You really should have gone for it, though. I mean, what the fuck? You know, step in dog shit, step on his face.
Oh, I could not do that to another human being.
Yeah, for all the money you could have spent.
Fuck no.
I would.
Ew.
I would. I mean, he didn't ask you for sex or anything. You're just like tramping or whatever.
Tramping?
Yeah, trampling.
Trampling. Oh.
Tramping?
God.
Trampling.
So I've decided I'm going to be a swinger when I get to Australia.
Really?
Yes.
You decided that. What about your spouse?
I think he'll be amenable to my decision.
You think?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because it said so on his MySpace profile.
What did it say? Swinger?
Swinger. Yeah.
And you think that's what he meant?
What other meaning is there?
That
he likes to swing dance?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Or just, no, I think there's other uses for swinger, isn't there?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Like it says, like, single, like, you know, what your relationship status is, and it says swinger.
Right. But how can you be a swinger if you don't go with someone? Or does it go with chicks?
What do you mean?
Okay, like when you're a swinger, okay?
You have to be in a relationship.
You have to be in a relationship.
Yes.
And screw with other people, including that person that's with you.
Yes.
Right. It can't be just one way.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So in other words, he says if he got into a relationship, he would be a swinger. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Cool.
Maybe it's just a nice way of saying I'm a man whore.
You know that they say that it takes a really special relationship to endure something like that.
We're both very special.
Are you? I'd like to know all about that.
Why?
You'll have to give us updates sometimes.
I will.
Because I
want
to see how long you last being swingers.
Well, actually, I kind of was talking to him about it briefly on text message the other day while I was waiting for Evan, while I ate 10 pounds of corned beef. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, we were talking about it on text, and he's like, I don't really think there's a big swinging population in Cairns.
Yeah,
and I was
probably
like,
not.
I was like, I'll have to research that, and maybe we'll actually have to travel. You know, we'll have to go and take like a weekend trip to Sydney and go find a swinger party.
Either that or prey on tourists and stuff that go on his boat.
Ooh.
You know?
That could be good.
Yeah, there's a way. You know, just find out who the swingers are there.
Mm.
You know? There may not be a lot, but you know.
I could be a scuba diver when I grow up.
Yeah.
You like scuba? Oh my God.
Wow. 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 That's amazing.
I can't believe this is all like really happening.
Yeah. Well, you're making it happen.
I really am making it happen.
That's cool.
This has been tough to make happen.
Yeah.
This has like consumed a lot of energy.
Yeah, like 3 weeks worth of hard work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever worked so hard for anything.
Yeah. Well, moving to another... You know what? Actually, relatively speaking, you've not had to make any major preparations here. I mean, some people, when they move to another country, forget about it. I mean, it's a logistical nightmare, you know?
Well, this was a logistical nightmare until I decided it wasn't going to be
anymore.
Yeah, it's
just school and the car wasn't even an issue.
But I have so much stuff. So now that I have the stuff taken care of, I feel so badly I'm just dumping it all on Janique. I'm like, here, keep this until I decide I don't want to live in Australia anymore. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then when I want to come back, I'm going to take all your furniture away. Do you think I should bring my zebra rug with me to Australia?
I don't know if you like it. Yeah.
It's huge, though.
Yeah. Why would you want to? You can probably get another one there.
No, but I shot this one.
Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't go away. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to say goodbye to it. You just leave it with someone.
With Shaniqua?
Whoever. I don't know. Whoever you think is still going to be your friend when you get back.
Shaniqua will always be my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I know she will.
If I come back, what am I talking about? I'm not coming back.
Exactly.
I'm not coming back. I'm living in Australia.
Really?
And
so
you know what?
You're planning really the rest of your life there.
Maybe.
Really?
We'll see.
So you'd be able to last there without...
That's a long commitment for me, Sam.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you may not necessarily come back, but you'll probably move on to someplace else. You
maybe.
Are the gypsy.
True.
Yes.
But I don't know. What was I going to say? I don't remember.
Well...
I'm hungover. I'm tired.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, is this your last day or are you coming back next week?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you, I suppose. We're going to have a guest today who's been with us before. And I thought
someone
that
I've met?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see. And
the Asian girl?
No. Her name's Ty.
Oh, Ty, okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't hate you anymore?
She never hated me.
Well, you stood her up. You left her sitting in the room for
an
hour.
I did last week, didn't I?
You're such an asshole.
I was the biggest fucking asshole. After the show, we go outside, and in the reception room, there she sits.
Mm.
And she goes, well, your show is over. I've been waiting since 10.
Oh.
And I felt like shit, man.
You should feel like shit. I'm going to step in shit and then step on you.
Okay. I deserve it.
You do deserve it.
No, I mean, there's nothing to make you feel like shit more than that.
Than
you
being forgotten.
So,
yeah.
So I, I felt like shit too. I'm sure she felt like shit. But I like wanted to bury myself, you know. And so she's coming in. And I think she's fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be looking at your...
She's really cute.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like me. She's got the short hair and everything too.
Yeah, yeah.
I would take her.
I saw some of her pictures. I mean, she's got some major tattoos, Susie.
I know.
You know? We didn't really see them when she was here last time.
She showed us a couple.
Yeah. But she's got them like all around, all over. Wow. She's got this body. And she just wrote a book, too. So that's interesting. You know? Yeah. It's called It's Not Fat, It's Puss. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to have to find out.
I don't know if I like that word,
puss. It's definitely not puss.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Puss? I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea what that means. So she's going to tell us,
obviously. You think I'm puss?
I don't know what you are. Still haven't figured you out, Susie.
Oh, my goodness.
So, okay, so you want to come back next week?
Okay. I can, yeah.
Yeah, what days?
Let's go with Monday, for starters.
Okay.
Let's go with Tuesday.
Yeah.
And maybe Wednesday.
Okay. So that's because you want to, not because you feel you're obligated to or anything.
I've never been obligated to do anything with regards to this show.
Good. I just want to make sure. That's true. You don't do anything you don't want to do.
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning when I woke up and I had no idea where I was. And I was like, I have no idea where I am, but I know I have to go somewhere. Mm. And then I was thinking to myself, I won't have to go anywhere anymore. Mm-hmm. Once I move to Australia, I won't have to get up in the morning. I was already thinking, I was like, I am going to get gorgeous again with all the sleep I'm going to be able to get sleeping in for an extra 2 hours every day. This radio show seriously like changed my life. I went from getting like 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night to getting like 4 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
You haven't really adjusted your schedule to go to sleep earlier.
I can't.
You just sleep less.
I have too many things to do. I sleep a lot less. Yes. And I've really learned how to function on a very small amount of sleep.
Right. What time did you used to get up in the morning?
Noon.
Really? Wow.
I would arrange my schedule for school so I wouldn't have to get up any earlier than that.
You know how depressed I'd be if I got up at noon?
Why?
Because, I mean, I'd feel like I missed the whole day.
But I stay up until like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah, so you're just a night person. That's it. You know,
I'm a day person, too.
I don't know about that. Not if you sleep till 12. But
I'm just giving my body what it needed.
I mean, look, I stay up late as well, but... you know, but I still like daytime, you know. I prefer to be awake during the day.
I will say I've gotten a lot more things done since I started getting up early.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, like, normally if I would get, like, too little sleep, I would just take a nap somewhere in the day.
Right.
But then that kind of fucks you up for the rest of the night.
It really does.
But so, I don't, this show being from 9 to 11, I have no time to, like, go and take a nap after it. I have to go directly to work or directly to school. And then directly to my social life.
Right.
I mean, it's a very full schedule.
Yeah. And your social life is a must.
Absolutely. If I had no social life, I would be the most boring person in the world. I would have nothing to talk about.
That's true. But who says you need things to talk about?
I have a radio show. Duh.
All right. So are we going to call our author today?
Yes, I think we should. 100 words for lovers.
Yeah. I thought we'd be perfect for Valentine's Day and stuff.
But so to answer your question, I don't have a date for Valentine's Day.
No.
I think I'm going to go, you know, I'll go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Sounds good. And take a cold shower.
Why?
I don't know.
I only like hot showers.
All right. So the book is 100 Words of Love.
No, for lovers.
Oh, for lovers. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it upside down.
Lovers.
So we're calling Steve Kleindler. Whoops, there you are. Good morning. Sorry about that. This is Sam and Susie in the morning. How are you?
Fine. I've got another radio call due into me any moment, so I can't talk long right now.
Okay, so we'll call back then.
Yeah, our show's at in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're scheduled.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry. I'll call back. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I'll be off the line like at 12:44 or at 44 past.
You got it. Thank you.
You see,
I totally did not pay attention, and now I remember they said they couldn't do it at 9:30. How embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then I'm picking up and pressed the wrong button here, and he's talking. We can't hear him. Wow. Okay, so we're going to call him back soon. Do you want to take a short break, Susie?
Yes, I want to get water for my car because we don't have any in here.
Yeah, that's true. I have water in the car, too.
Oh.
But anyway, okay, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Are you a multiple birth mom who can't conceive of true love because you've conceived so many times? Then log on to eFertility.com.
I was instantly attracted to Nadia, but when I found out she's a single mom with 14 kids and living off welfare, I thought, wow, what a catch.
Go to eFertility.com now and find a date that isn't just another due date based on 29 levels of impregnability.
Thanks to eFertility.com, we're tying the knot, but not my tubes.
Log on to eFertility.com today. And when it comes to dating, we'll make it easy to get back in the saddle, even when you spend all your time in the stirrups.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
That was kind of embarrassing of me calling the author early.
I know. Oh, well. Shit happens.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep. So I think I just made my Valentine's plans.
Yeah?
Yep. I think I'm going to drive up to the Salton Sea tonight.
Where's that?
I don't know, but it's 3 hours away.
Salton Sea? I never heard of it.
The Salton Sea. I know it's 3 hours away. I just realized that there are bike rides and things, but most of them have been canceled for the weekend because it's the Salton Sea weekend.
Oh.
Oh. So basically, you know what? I need to come back here in August. Shit.
Why?
Sorry. For Burning Man.
For Burning Man.
Yes.
You didn't go last year.
No. Yeah. I have to go this year. But so the Salton Sea, all of my bike riding friends, probably about 200 of them, you know, they rented a couple of porta potties and things like that. It's basically like these kind of like salt flats, mm-hmm. only it's like a huge like desert area where there's like nothing for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, mm-hmm. Except for like this one big rock, which I think might be made out of salt. But I guess there used to be a sea there or something, but there's not anymore. But yeah, so a couple hundred people are going out there and they're setting up camp and making it the Burning Man theme camp. With just the bike riding people.
Nice.
So it's going to be a fucking crazy...
Yeah, you can't miss that.
I know. Yeah. But the only problem is it's going to be raining. I don't have a tent.
Is it really going to be raining?
Yeah.
This weekend?
I don't have a tent. And I need to be back on Sunday for a three-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah. So you're not doing it after all?
No, I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. It's just a long way to drive. Like.
Get your mind off of guys for a few days.
Oh,
so
no.
So you can
I'll have an ex-fiance and two ex-boyfriends in that group.
Yeah. But I'm sure you're not going to do anything.
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely.
You're a good girl.
I'm a good girl. I'm chaste.
Yes.
Chaste. Chaste. What's the word? Is it chaste?
Chaste, yes.
I'm chaste.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
For the most part.
We still need to get you the chastity belt.
No.
We were talking about.
Actually, you know what? That would be kind of cool if I could have like a sex museum like in my house.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
And you get all these things?
Yeah.
They have one in Amsterdam.
A sex museum?
Yeah.
They have one in New York as well.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I didn't end up making it.
Actually, I didn't enjoy it at all. There was not much there.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't that exciting. You know, you go through it in 5 minutes.
What do they have there?
I don't know. All kinds of like, you know.
Like what?
I don't even remember. I was so stoned when I was there the whole fucking time.
Well, that's maybe why you don't remember. Maybe it was really cool.
Maybe it was. But I remember while I was there not being impressed at all.
Everything's impressive when you're stoned.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you this. I went to the wax museum there.
Oh, my God.
Really stoned. And my wife wouldn't go in because she's not into it. So I
she
go there.
She wouldn't go in?
No.
Why?
I don't know. But they have Madame Tussauds there. You know, Madame Tussauds, whatever the fuck they call it.
Tussaud or...
Tussauds. But yeah, it's a French name. But at any rate, so they have one there, and I'm walking in, and they're like they have some of these characters or figures, whatever, standing right there in the entrance. Right? They have Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. They mm-hmm. have Madonna. So I'm walking there, and they had George Bush and stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
It's really cool because you can walk right up to them. So I'm like really stoned, and I'm like, you know, and they have those dead eyes, right?
Yes.
So I'm like looking, so I'm like moving my face, so I'm like directly looking at their eyes, and I'm stoned, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm standing in front of James Bond and Madonna, you know? It was the fucking, I mean, the weirdest thing.
So, you were such a dork.
Yeah. So then you gotta. So then I'm going in, right? And you know how wax museums usually are like dark, and you know they try to create mm-hmm. the atmosphere and everything. So I'm walking in, and then before I realize, I'm walking into this horror area, right?
Uh-oh.
And so suddenly, like, these screams and things jumping at you and all this shit. And I'm, like, really freaking out now, right? Because I'm stoned.
Oh, no.
So I'm saying, oh, no, let me just get out of here, right? I get, like, paranoid. And so then I thought to myself, you know what? As long as nobody touches me, then that's cool. If nobody jumps at me and nobody touches me, then I'm okay, you know? It's okay. So suddenly somebody does jump out and touch me.
Oh, no. Who was it?
They have these guys working there, you know? And they're like, you know, so they just jump out. I fucking freaked out, Susie.
Oh.
I didn't know what to do, you know? So oh, it was
what a such
fucking
a dork.
Experience, man.
Oh, my God.
But it was one of the best experiences ever, you know? You definitely have to go there when you're stoned.
I would actually like to be stoned right now.
You would?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I think I would really enjoy that.
I can't help you. Sorry.
Oh, except I do have to go to work after this, so they probably would appreciate it if I'm not stoned.
Yeah.
What should I do today? What's a fun activity to take a three-year-old to do?
How
it's
the
my
fuck
last.
Do I know?
It's
I
my
totally
last day
forgot.
With him.
I totally forgot. You know what? Take him to the
cemetery?
Long Beach Aquarium.
That's kind of far away.
No, it's not.
Really?
You get there in half an hour. Yeah,
okay.
It's really cool. He loves it there.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. You know the fish and they have dolphins and sharks and.
We
and
could
everything.
Do that.
It's pretty cool.
There's a pussy out there.
Yeah.
Meow. Hi, pussy.
So, yeah, so take him there. I mean, that might be pretty cool.
That could be cool. You're right.
Yeah.
Because he does have a little bit of a cold, so I don't really want to take him to do anything outside.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Part of it is outside, but not a whole lot.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can go there. A three-year-old would love it, absolutely.
And I would love it.
Yeah.
Go look at all the fish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm just like a big kid.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I need
I don't
a nap.
Know. I miss my kids being little kids. You know?
Yes.
It's kind of cool. And now we have a baby in the family, so it's like it brings back memories and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Do you think I should have a kid at this age?
Hell no.
No?
Are you thinking about it?
Well, we are. I mean, you know,
does your wife have any kids on her own?
No.
You're thinking about having a baby?
Well, I don't know. We're thinking about it.
Aren't you too old to have a baby?
No, I don't think so. That's why I'm asking you. What do you think?
How old is your wife?
My age.
48?
48.
That's old to have a baby.
Yeah, but women do all the time, don't they?
The chances
I mean, without
of it,
a fertility chances, clinic or anything?
The chances of it having Down syndrome once you reach a certain age for both parents, yeah. Like doubles.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's fucking scary.
Yes, like totally doubles.
Can you imagine being saddled with something like this for all your life?
At this
being
age?
Being dedicated to a person?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Back when I used to take care of this handicapped man named Jack, mm-hmm. I say this very affectionately, but he was AFU as well as my mm-hmm. sister, mm-hmm. And that stands for All Fucked Up for listeners who are just tuning in. Mm. but so he was not, he was the youngest of two boys. The oldest brother, Timmy, has Down syndrome, mm-hmm. But Jack, you know, is severely, severely retarded, mm-hmm. And both parents have kept the kids at home, and they've been raising them, you know, the kids are now like, I don't know, my age, mm-hmm. 26 and 28. But they've had these kids for their whole life and they haven't put them in group homes. And, you know, now the parents are like reaching retirement age and they can never retire.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever
Fuck,
retire.
How sad is that, man?
To not just have one handicapped kid, but have two?
Yeah.
I mean, that's very, very sad.
Yeah.
But Timmy, the older one, is hysterical.
Yeah.
Like one day I'm like sitting at the house with him and he wants to watch like Seventh Heaven on TV. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, Susie, I want to have sex. But my mom says I can't have sex till I get married. He's like, that's bullshit, Susie. I want to have sex. And I'm like, oh, great. He's like, they have sex on Seventh Heaven. Why can't I have sex? And I'm like, please don't ask me these questions. Like, I don't know what to say. You're right. Your mom's right. You can't have sex till you're married. And then, like, another time his parents told me that they came home. They left Timmy at home because he's basically kind of like a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. Like, that's the mentality that he's got going on in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But so they came home and they left him alone. And they couldn't find him, and then they found him passed out, like, in a pool of vomit.
Mm-hmm.
He had emptied, like, his dad's entire liquor cabinet.
Really?
Like, drank the entire freaking thing. And then from that same night, a month later, they get the cable bill. He ordered, like, $400 worth of porn.
God. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
well,
man.
Let's call our author now.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to keep him waiting, because it seems like he's got a pretty busy schedule, you know?
I know. So he only has a book on 100 words.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. This is Sam and Susie in the morning, and I do apologize. I feel stupid having called you earlier.
Don't worry about it. It was fine.
Yeah, because you see, it's a force of habit. We always call our authors at 9:30, but today you weren't available at 9:30. So, so at any rate, where are we calling you, Steve?
I'm in Boston.
In Boston?
Oh, cool.
Wow, we're getting a lot of writers from Boston lately.
I know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I used to live in Marblehead.
Oh, really? That's very nice out there. And you're both in L.A.?
Yes.
Yes, we're in L.A. now on L.A. Talk Radio. And we wanted to talk to you about your book because obviously it's appropriate for Valentine's Day. It's called 100 Words for Lovers. Now, obviously, it doesn't have a lot of plot to it, but it was pretty fascinating to learn some of these words I never knew before. How do you come to write a book like that?
Right. I'm one of several editors on staff of the American Heritage Dictionary, and the editors here worked collectively to compile this book. And it's actually the 10th in a series, so we have it down to a science. Many of the other titles had to do with specific aspects of grammar or locution, like, you know, 100 words almost everyone mispronounces, or 100 words to make you sound smart. This one's a little more whimsical, about romance and love. Many of the words are common words that people are aware of, like, you know, heartthrob or fluster or fling, and a handful of them are a little more advanced. And what we did is we looked at writings that were exchanged between lovers stretching back over the centuries, Abigail and John Adams, for example, old romance novels, new romance novels, romantic comedies, movies, that kind of thing. And we plucked quotations that we thought very nicely used the word in an appropriate context, and from that we winnowed it down to 100 and came up with this book.
Right. Huh. And there's some really neat quotes there, Susie. Have you found anything you like there?
I have. I like this languor, lack of physical or mental energy. That's how I feel today.
Steve, do you remember what all the words mean there? Have you been through each one of them?
For the most part, yes.
Yes.
And languor has a second sense, a dreamy, lazy mood or quality, and it's associated with, oh, say, characters in Tennessee Williams plays, or, you know, it has a very, it evokes a strong feeling of listlessness, and it's an interesting term that is, you know, in the romance paradigm.
And what about jilt?
Jilt. This is one of the few negative words we have in here, and it's certainly part of the romantic spectrum on the end that most people would probably prefer to avoid. But it, of course, refers to deceive or abandon a lover suddenly or in a callous way. And right. There we have a nice quotation from Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
How'd you do on your SATs?
Is that important to know, Susie?
Surprisingly, my math was way up there, and my verbal was good, but not as good as my math, believe it or not.
Interesting. Yeah.
But you obviously fell in love with the language early on?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I wasn't raised in a bilingual household per se, but my parents both speak Czech, and I heard, you know, I was exposed to other languages a lot growing up, and, you know, then I studied linguistics in college, and I sort of have an affinity towards language.
Right. So you've been with American Heritage for how long?
Almost 12 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Yeah. That's a long time. And so do you have a favorite word for lovers?
In this book, the words that I choose that I like are ones that have quotations that I am pretty fond of. And one of them, it ties in well with the book as a whole, is romance itself, the word romance.
Mm-hmm. I'm on that page. That's funny.
Yeah, and the reason I like it is that quotation from the movie What's Up, Doc. There's an interchange between Madeline Kahn and Ryan O'Neal where Madeline Kahn's character says, as the years go by, romance fades and something else takes its place. Do you know what that is? And Ryan O'Neal's character says, senility, and she shrieks, trust!
And it's usually women into romance and stuff, you know. So now,
that said, yeah, we have a nice quotation from The Great Gatsby where F. Scott Fitzgerald uses it as well.
Oh, the same word, romance.
The same romance, yeah.
I see.
Pulchritude.
Pulchritude. That's one of the more complex words here. It's a fancy word that means great physical beauty. It's from a Latin word, pulcher, meaning beautiful. And we have a modern quotation from Zadie Smith's White Teeth to exemplify it. It's an interesting word, and it's, you know, part of the point of this book is to, you know, educate and edify and, you know, so
yeah.
give you a few learning things as we go along.
Yeah. Now, one that captured me here is osculation. Yes. And that's the act of kissing. That's a kiss.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
It's a fancy word for kiss, and someone pointed out to me early today, I completely forgot about this, but the sheriff on the TV show The Dukes of Hazzard back in the 70s would often stop the young lovers and you know, he would make some comment about how they were publicly osculating. So there's actually a pop culture connection that I was glad someone reminded me of today. But that said, we also have a Thomas Hardy quote from the 1800s as well.
Next time I see my boyfriend, I'm going to be like, osculate me, you fool. He's going to be like, whoa, I don't know what that means, but okay.
So, well, this is awesome. I mean, I like this a lot. I went through some of the pages here, and it's cool because you don't have to read it from start to finish. You can just sort of like find the words that you like and stuff. So, well, congratulations to you with the book, Steve.
Thank you. And I'm sorry about earlier. I had no idea we were live when you called the first time. I would have been more circumspect. I apologize.
No, you have nothing to apologize, really. It was our mistake, and it ended up good, and that's what matters. 100 okay. Words for Lovers by Stephen Kleindler, right?
Yes.
And do you have a website also where people can go, or should we just
Well,
get the
we
book?
Have information about this in our other books in the American Heritage Dictionary at ahdictionary.com. And then this book itself, 100 Words for Lovers, is available at bookstores, both brick and mortar and online. And it should be up as an iPhone application very soon, if not already.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Then you're on the date.
Yeah, most of the books in the 100 Words titles are also iPhone apps.
Nice. So you go on a date and you've got a whole vocabulary to use there.
Absolutely.
I have one more question on the pronunciation.
Yes.
Decibel?
Oh, that's from the French, so the H is silent, and it's pronounced decibel or decibel. It's the state of being partially undressed or casually dressed. Often it implies that you're in a fluster or in a hurry or maybe you're
still wearing your clothes from the night before.
Perhaps, yes. And there's a great quotation from Gone with the Wind that sums it up very nicely there.
Oh, cool. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Yeah. Steve, thank you so much. All the best to you and happy Valentine's Day.
And the same to you, and thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So that's Valentine's Day, and our guest is here, right, Susie?
Yes, she is.
Awesome. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
If you look at the last 6 months, I think you'll agree that the production growth opportunity that we have for us, what is that?
That's the $13 whole dollars you'll be getting with Obama's stimulus package.
Tell me who's watching. Obama's stimulus package. $800 billion could mean a whopping $13 in your pocket every week. Tell me who's watching.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this life. Tonight.
previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
And then we go and we get in his bed. Uh-huh. And so we kind of start fooling around a little bit. And all of a sudden, like, he sticks his hand in my, you know, wet pussy. Like, I was wet from the pool and, like, wet from being wet. And all of a sudden, I queef. I had never, like, I'd never had a hand.
For those who don't know what queefing is, it's a pussy fart.
Yes, it's a pussy fart.
That's
so he sticks his hand in my pussy and I queef. So I was so mortified. Like, my face turns red and he pulls his hand out and he was like, oh my God, that was disgusting. Put your clothes on. I'm taking you home.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, LA Talk Radio.
Embarrassing, Susie. We don't even have water for our guest.
I know, right? Yeah. Seriously.
People use them up like there's no tomorrow here.
Well, that's why I bring my Make Love Not Landfill water bottle.
Oh, nice.
And I do make a lot of love.
And we have Ty Brenneman in the studio.
Hello.
Please get closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Stick your face right in there.
There you go.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You were here once before. How long was it? A couple months ago?
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Time is a weird continuum space for me.
Yes, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. And then we invited her last week, and I totally spaced out that she was here.
You're such an ass.
I didn't even know. She'd been sitting here probably for an hour, right?
I was wondering. I have to tell you who I met in the lobby, too. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Who did you meet?
A relationship headhunter is what she calls herself.
Yes. Relationship headhunter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is a host here, Gina Hendrix,
Gina,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's got Selective and Single or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what was interesting about that?
It was interesting because it almost inspired me to become a Cupid of sorts.
Really?
I kind of was put off first that, you know, I had mentioned something about myself. I said, and I'll come out and say it because I'm open, I've donated my eggs.
Me too.
There you go. High fives. High fives.
Wow.
I did it five times.
Whoa. What?
You thought you were crazy. She'll outdo you in anything.
Yeah, no, I've only done it thrice. So that's not so much. But yeah, and she was like, okay, well, if I hook you up with one of my clients, don't tell him that. And I was like, but if you hook me up with one of your clients, shouldn't I be myself, or is this for the work of the client? This
That's
is what
true.
Inspired me, is because mm-hmm. I want to look at it from both sides.
Yes.
You know, and really be able to make that relationship work as opposed to just working for somebody. Because that's the thing. That's a psychological phenomenon. When you get paid to do something,
mm-hmm.
it becomes work. And it's not right. an art. It's not right. enjoyable. It's like you almost lose interest totally. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, I should do that. And that would be a great excuse for me to socialize and mingle. So I learned something from her, and she's a great person though. But you know, that was just something that kind of inspired me.
Yeah.
In the lobby.
Did she try to hook you up with anybody?
She did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go out with a guy?
No, I haven't heard from her.
Oh.
So you know, I gave her my Zed card too. So he's got five, you know, half semi-nude pictures of me,
really?
And he's still not interested. And I'm like,
he's not interested.
Oh,
I don't know.
Now Susie Ty is absolutely beautiful, right?
Gorgeous.
So
gorgeous.
I can't imagine. And from what I remember last time, you're a lot of fun. So I don't know what his problem is, but I guess when you have, was he like well off? I mean, does he think he's like hot shit, or what is it?
I don't. He's older. I think it's a great match. He has a 15-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
and my thing is, you know, I'd rather date somebody who's been there and doesn't
right.
want to make, you know, any more
How
mistakes.
How old are you, Ty?
Serious. I'm 27.
27. Okay. So yeah, the same.
In a
age.
Month, I'll be 27.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll start my birthday celebration tomorrow and go for a month.
Sounds good. When is your birthday, Ty?
December 19th.
Oh yeah, so you just had one.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the same age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just about. Yeah.
She's a good replacement.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
And she likes older men too. You know, there's another thing in common.
I just like all men.
Yes, yeah. That's true. She got on this cougar thing, right? She's 27. She thinks she's a cougar.
Oh my God, I say that all the time, though.
I know. Seriously, like I went to like I don't know, even back on Halloween, like I went to this rave, and it's like. So I went to this rave and I'm like trying to find ecstasy. And I look around and there are all these like 14-year-old kids like at this freaking rave.
Hot.
Yeah. And I'm, but I'm.
Sweet. Tell me more.
I will, you know.
What were they wearing?
Well, I wasn't trying to pick them up, but then I was like, all right, this is when I realized I was really old. Because I'm like, yo, you got X. And you make the little cross with your fingers. And you're like, X, X. And they're all like looking me up and down and they're like, no. And they have a pacifier in their mouth and shit like that. And I'm like, what? They think I'm a fucking narc.
Yeah.
I was like, I look old and narky. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, this is awful.
They just haven't learned. They have you told them about cougarism?
No.
Like, do they know what they're looking for when they see it? You know? Like, I mean, sometimes you have to just, you know, disclaim yourself and be like, look, check it out.
So now, why would the you think the guy didn't want to before? I mean, because you donated eggs?
I don't know. I doubt that she would have relayed
that. She didn't even tell him, right?
So you're in the lobby. You're in the lobby for an hour, and you disclose that you've donated your eggs. How did that come about?
She straight up just asked me. She's like, "Are you dating anybody? Are you single? Do you want to be hooked up?"
And you're like, "I donate eggs."
Well, we know. We
they call me the golden goose.
Yeah, the perfect answer.
We just started the conversation intimately, I guess you'd say, because it was that, you know, that was literally like her first line to me. And so then, you know, from there on out, it was all about like, okay, well, then who are you? What are you about? She was asking me these questions. And so I, you know, just told her.
But I don't understand how egg donation comes up.
Oh, I don't know how we got there either. You know how I talk about things.
Yeah, she probably was wondering, you know, is there anything you're hiding from me, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, actually, this is actually one of my favorite lines, like when men are like, you know, oh, you're perfect, like I really like you, like what's wrong with you? Like you've got to have like a big flaw somewhere. And I was like, actually, I've got 17 kids. And then they're like, "What?" And I was like, "No, really, I'm dead serious. I've got 17 kids out there in the world that I get to meet all of once before they turn 18."
No,
I have it in all of my legal contracts.
I had to sign it away.
They could not have my eggs unless I get to meet these kids once before they turn 18. I want them to know where they come from. I want them to know I exist. I want to see if they walk like me, talk like me. I want to see like if they're crazy like me.
Edifying enough, justified. So, okay, you stipulated in your contract.
Yes.
Oh, I should have said something. I just didn't care.
Yeah. You don't care?
I was like, I know there's going to be little rugrats running around, you know.
That look like me?
Yeah, you're going to meet them and they're going to be like totally not in, you're not going to feel them, you know. It's like, because you got to raise the kid.
I just want to see. Nature versus nurture, you know what I mean? I just want to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what were the circumstances in your case? I mean, why did you decide to do money?
Money. Yes, I was in school and I didn't want to work.
Yeah.
So I just did that.
So you make a lot of money doing that?
Upwards to, I wrote an article about it too, because I had a particularly interesting experience with one of the donations, but upward to like 19,000.
Wow. 19, I'll do it. Do they pay as much for sperm?
No.
That's negative.
No. Sperm is a dime a dozen.
We could all be rich. All I had to do is just, you know, get the crust off your sheets. Bye, honey. Talk to you later.
Wow.
No, but it's a process you have to go through. You've got to give yourself injections in the stomach and then synchronize your cycle with the woman's and then go and get all your stupid blood tests done. And then you have like these vaginal ultrasounds where they stick a big dildo into you. And I'm like, ooh, really? Oh, my. Oh, a little to the left. right there. It's so weird how when you have that like thing shoved in you, it's so not sexual. Like there's nothing sexual about it.
Yeah.
Like it is so sexual when you look at it and like, you know, but then you're like, it's not sexual at all. Like it doesn't even feel.
But it's your state of mind also, right? You're not there like all turned on and everything when you go to do this.
No, because the doctor is often not hot. Except which sucks.
The only reason I did mine.
I think if you're going to go and be a gynecologist, like, you know, see if you can. I don't know, man.
Yeah. No, find a hot one.
Ty, I did it twice. And then the second time, I got the hottest anesthesiasiologist in the fucking world.
Oh, but
I
was that like, sucks. Then you get knocked out. Then you have to close your eyes.
And then you're drooling.
Yeah, and then you're nice.
I know. Then you're drooling all over yourself.
You're like, yeah. But aren't they the sweetest? Anesthesiologists have like the best voice ever. And they're just like, and you're going to sleep now.
It's going to feel like you've had 10 glasses of wine, and then you're going to have a warm vaginal douche.
Whatever.
Are there any guidelines as to how often you can do this?
They don't want you to do it more than 6 times.
Mm-hmm. 6 times.
Because it's, to be honest, it's because of the 6 degrees of separation.
Really?
They said that if you do it more than 6 times, I mean, the chances that these kids are going to be meeting, it's just going to, you know, increase.
Mm.
And then the procreating, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
What if you had like a son and a daughter, you know, like, oh my God, and then they ended up meeting and hooking up,
like making out in the car, and you're like, whoa, kids.
They've written thrillers about shit like that.
Really? Yeah, this could be like some like future sci-fi thing.
Yeah, these guys find out that they're like, you know, I mean, it's like there's 3 different guys all over the world and they're all the same. Right? And then they find out about each other and shit. So it's like a whole thing. It was called The Third Twin or something by Ken Follett. It was a great book.
Oh, Ken Follett. Yeah.
It was a great book. Mm-hmm. So so it's 19 grand for every time, each time?
No, it was...
like all of them together?
Yeah, and every time I did it, I just asked for more money.
Yeah.
That's all I stipulated in my contract with my money.
I started with 6 grand the first time. And then after that, I did 10 grand flat every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, That's a lot of money. I mean, I would do it. I would fucking do it if I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to go through a lot of background checks and stuff, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. I was so neurotic with like my diet and just everything. Like, I didn't hardly drink, and I even one of the women, one of the recipients, this girl who did want my eggs, she looked like Demi Moore.
Did you meet her?
Yeah, it was interesting. I never ended up donating for her because I had asked her to like wait until I go through my finals. I don't want stress to affect this.
Yes,
you know. And so I said, if you can't wait until the summer, then you know it's not going to work. And I don't know if she was doing it for astrological reasons or for, you know, the fact that she had a cycle or whatever, but she had to go with another donor, and it was pretty interesting.
Wow.
But
wow.
Yeah, I didn't meet any of mine, but I started feeling like guilty because the first time I did it, my boyfriend and I were trying to buy a house, and we needed down payment money, and so that's why we were doing it. But then we ended up breaking up the day of the closing, and here I am fucking like, you know, I feel fucking pregnant because I have like my ovaries are just like pumping out these eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking hormonal, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, fuck you, I'm breaking up with you. We're not buying a house.
It feels wrong, right?
It feels like, so wrong.
When you walked, does it feel like, because your ovaries are so full of water, it feels like they're like seriously on like an inner tube in the middle of like a, you know, ocean buoying, like
it's
crazy.
The weirdest,
like,
it's every the time weirdest you walk, feeling in the world.
Every time you walk,
I started getting creeped out about it. And now, like, to be honest, I sometimes have weird dreams. Like, you know, in The Devil's Advocate, have you seen that? Mm.
With Al Pacino and
Charlize Theron.
Keanu Reeves, too.
Keanu Reeves, yes. Yeah. At one point, like, she has a dream that the devil comes and like steals her ovaries. I have like these weird dreams sometimes, and I wake up and I'm like, my eggs. I'm like, I hope I have some left.
Yeah, seriously, right? Oh, so you want kids?
Yeah, I do want kids.
Yeah.
She's like the plot.
What about
thickens.
You, Ty? Not so
no
sure?
Kids?
Not now.
Not now, yeah.
I don't even know if my biological clock's begun to start ticking. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I'm still in party mode.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still in party mode. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
No, you guys are the perfect
age for
that.
I'm still wearing like the makeup from last night. I woke up and had no idea where I was this morning.
Whoa, were you with the guy?
I was with my friend who's in town visiting from New York. And so that was weird because I didn't know why he was with me at the place where I didn't know where I was. But it turns out I was at another friend's house.
Was last night the night you went to the rave?
No, but I've been partying since that rave like a rock star. Fuck, yeah. Man.
But she's got a man waiting for her Australia.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, doesn't mean you can, but, you know, okay, we'll pretend.
She's already talking about open marriage and swinging.
I like swinging.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like swings. Sex swings.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to not be open. If you're going to love somebody, love is a verb. You know, if you're going to love somebody, you're going to love somebody. But, you know, otherwise.
Yeah. And sex is just playing around. I mean, why not play with somebody else? You know, I mean, it's just a game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So long as I know we're coming home to each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm fine with that.
Cool.
And that he's made dinner.
And then he's made dinner.
And then it's clean.
And then
because
the house
best not be dirty.
The dishes better be fucking done, goddammit. Better be done.
I like my bed is made, too. Like, and he's in it, but, like, my half is made.
Yeah. And I want a chocolate on my pillow every night.
But let me tell you, I mean, swingers are, for the most part, a little unusual, Susie, mm-hmm. when you meet them, you know?
Well, I'm unusual?
I feel like they all go to Burning Man.
Yeah. I go to Burning Man.
But I feel like, you know, that's just what you do as a swinger.
I totally go to Burning Man. I love it.
Or Pleasure Chest on Santa Monica, like, once a week for the specials.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Pleasure Chest.
Me neither. I'm almost scared.
Why?
I know what I'm going to find.
I do need to get, what are you going to find?
Big pink ones.
Yeah.
I do need to get a new vibrator, though, before I go.
Do you?
Or do you think I should wait until I get over there?
Wait,
they've got,
man.
You've got
they're
going to
pull
power.
That out in custom.
No, I actually, I had that happen going home for Christmas. I had, like, my little, it's a very discreet little vibrator. You know, it's kind of, like, this big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the size of
a
hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, more like a skinnier hot dog.
but let me tell you, I have the answer for you.
It went off in my bag going through the security thing. And they're like, ma'am. And I'm like, really? I'm like, it's just my electric toothbrush because I forgot I put the vibrator in the thing. You know, if you get bored on the plane, you can always go to the bathroom, whatever. So,
yeah.
But I really just thought it was my toothbrush, and they fished it out with their rubber gloves on, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, thanks, guys. Put it back.
Well,
but you know, there are ones that don't look like vibrators, you know? Like,
they look like cocks.
No, it doesn't. It looks like, remember I told you, it's sort of like, I don't know, like it looks like soap, like bar soap or something, you know?
Oh. And I don't want to vibrate with a bar of soap.
No, no, it's not, but it's got a shape that people can't tell it's a vibrator, you know? And it's like, yeah, I mean, you know what? Go to Lelo.com, okay? This guy is, he comes on Johnny Dam's show all the time, and they've got like these vibrators that don't look like vibrators at all. They look like they've been designed by Apple Computer. That's how
it works.
Yes.
I love technology.
Yes.
Me too. Go to this.
This is like high end vibrators.
Lelo.
Lelo.com, I think.
That's discreet.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not like Cox for Sale.
Yeah, exactly. No Cox for Sale there.
Stick it in my ass. What?
Have you been to fatchicksandpartyhats.com?
No.
Check it out. It is what it is.
Oh, no.
Well, fat chicks with hats?
Fat chicks in party hats.
Oh, in party hats. .com. Oh,
fat
my God.
Oh, she's going to that one first.
Yeah.
No, I'm opening both windows at the same time in party hats.
Yeah, but
.com.
So I want to break down also, if we can get to it, your boy's
sign.
This is
so wrong.
What?
Okay, I think it's August. Yeah. I think he's August.
August. Well, gotta find out the birthday. Leo?
August. We're going August.
Could be Leo.
Are you into astrology and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I solicit questions. If you guys want to email me, for sure, email me and I'll answer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like
I
what?
Love... I don't get into all the planets and everything.
Right.
What I know about that and all the different trine and, you know, sign, all the positions of the planets, I don't know about that.
Right.
But you'll learn that when you read your horoscope. So it's kind of like, unless you're actually divining stuff, then...
I made my decision, I was telling Sam earlier, I made my decision to move to Australia based upon my horoscope. I woke up, and it said, you know, that all these changes are going to be happening. And then my horoscope today, it said the exact same thing. It said wonderful things. And I'm like, I'm making the right decision. And then I saw a kangaroo and a billboard, and I was like, that's it.
There you go. And do you read the LA Express? Because the Hooker Mag does have the best horoscopes. And then you know what? I was on a date the other night, and I told the guy this. I was like, oh, let's get an LA Express and read a horoscope. So we pull over, and he's like, what, you like the Hooker Mag? And I was like, yeah, the Hooker Mag horoscopes are the best. He goes, only for hookers. And I'm all, oh! You know, gasp. Are you sane? So but anyways, it was totally legit. It said David called. Dave called. I don't even know Dave. Dave called. I was like, what's up? Who's this?
I'm liking this Lilo.
Yeah? Did you see that?
Yep. I have one that looks very similar to this.
It looks like a bullet.
Yeah.
Like a bullet. Yeah. Like a lot of different
things.
Let's
go to the Lux. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, everybody go. We'll give them a free plug, Lelo.com.
A butt plug.
Yes, a butt plug. I don't know if they have those, but, you know. So.
Ooh, they're gold-plated.
What?
I need to get me one of those.
Unless you're a baller.
Yep. Yep, it's gold-plated.
Yeah, you see?
Wait, our luxury gentleman's plug-in. What's that mean?
For the gentleman. That's the butt plug.
That's a butt plug.
Oh, they've got a gold butt plug.
That's the only gold they have.
Wait, our luxury clitoral massager in steel or gold plated? I am so getting this.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you're not. That's ludicrous. Yeah,
I have to have it.
You have a man. I should be getting that. That should be on my freaking wish list. When's Valentine's Day? I
tomorrow.
Have Valentine for crying
I don't
out.
Either. But look, here. Do you want to have some Valentine's
Day? Oh, coagulated sugar. Yes, I'm going to have some candy.
Don't eat it.
Oh, no?
Well, you can, but...
This looks like... How long have you had this?
Since yesterday.
Yeah, it looks old.
Oh, honey, muffin, this is dirty.
Yeah.
I know.
Where's that
Yeah, and she offers me one.
Well, right? I had a butt plug.
I didn't even know where I'd been.
That's right.
So what about you, Ty? So you're just dating now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Anybody
and
significant?
No.
No, huh? You're just having a blast.
Yeah. But that's not, it's not my doing. It's not like I, you know, meet somebody and I say, I'm not going to let you be special. It's like all up to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll show love, but, you know, it just depends on if they reciprocate and if they're feeling, you know, as passionate as I am about doing so.
Right.
If not, then, you know, obviously your energies, there's going to be a mismatch, but...
Yeah.
And
when do you meet, I mean, where do you meet all these guys?
Oh, everywhere.
Really? They just pick you up and stuff.
Parking lots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how come? Yeah. At the Whole Foods parking lot, though, I honestly, if I meet a
Whole
guy
Foods
Whole
is a good
Foods
place.
Sure.
That's a good
Ralph's
place to pick someone up.
Danger zone.
Vaughn's, Pavilions, no, run.
The places are filled with poison. Like, go to the organic stores if you're going to meet somebody of quality. You know?
Yes, seriously.
Crying out loud.
Wow. So you meet people everywhere, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you select who you're going to go out with and who? I mean, first impression?
It's all about, it's the, you know, it's the gleam in their eye. It's the interest. It's the passion I'm talking about. So, you know, if they're like, hey, you know, and it catches me off guard, I'm into it.
Really?
Like, you know, if there's the Me Tarzan Eugene approach, I'm into it.
Really?
What's how much is 1,200 euros?
That's almost twice. I mean, it's almost $2. No, wait a minute. It's
$2.
Like $1.50 or something.
$1.50? $1,200?
$1,200? I thought they're more like...
No, each euro is $1.50. About.
So how much is that? I'm bad with the math. How much does that make in a US dollar for my gold-plated vibrator?
I don't think you should get this.
I'm getting it.
Is it in euros?
Yes.
How much?
1,200 euros.
Okay, 1,200. So you're talking about
$2,000?
$1,200?
1,200 euros.
I mean, 1,200 euros?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like $4,000. For what?
That's it? For the gold-plated vibrator?
Not that bad. It's a steal. But do me a favor, don't show your man.
Why?
There's something, it's a subconscious thing.
Don't show him my vibrator?
If men know you have something else going on, there's like, you know, the whole, what if I'm not as good?
Yeah.
And
the insecurity thing. But I got to tell you, not many men are like that. I mean, maybe some, you know, but you see, to me, it's like female masturbation is like a turn on, you know? Mm-hmm. So why would I mind?
I love masturbating, you know? In front
but
of
But you don't want to come home with like a 2-foot cock and be like, hey, honey, want to watch me masturbate? He's going to be like, hello.
No, not necessarily, you know, but I mean.
Yeah, but what if like, I don't know, I'm not a very big fan of anal, but like maybe if he wants to try it, maybe if it's raining, I'll try. I don't know.
It's raining. And you're watching like a Diane Keaton or something, and you know, you're exceptionally horny at noon.
Whitney Houston's
bodyguard.
But you know, then you need to be masturbating while that's going on.
Of course.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Now, you know, we had a big revelation about Susie, and I'm surprised it's taken this long, but you admitted the other day she does not climax with men.
Me neither.
Really?
Well, they have to be really special.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be in a relationship probably, right? I mean, you do it once or twice, it's probably not going to happen.
Is there a shortcut that I can copy this link?
Which one?
Like, I'm not used to a PC anymore.
Command C.
Copy, yeah.
Yeah,
how Control C.
Control.
Yeah, Control C. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, it's all about the anatomy.
Yeah. You know,
the guy definitely has to have a specific anatomy. What is it? The bone?
Oh,
about the bone? The bone above the bone?
So, wait a minute. So, you mean only during intercourse, though? But, I mean, you climax with oral sex and stuff with guys?
Yeah, I don't particularly like that, though.
Really?
It's kind of, yeah. It's kind
yeah,
of,
Susie kind of said the same thing, right?
I don't like, what? No.
Oral sex to
I
you?
I think Susie and I are like,
I know,
twins.
We're like, I know, seriously.
I mean, I am your donated egg.
Yeah.
I know. Oh! What if you're my baby?
I just have the Benjamin Button disease.
And she ignores the sign that says "Don't eat in the studio" like me.
What? Yeah. Okay, no, I won't.
No. You're fruit's
okay.
Fruit
smells good.
No,
fruit's okay.
I like pull like a broccoli out of my bag in the morning, and he's like, "Did you just fucking pull broccoli
just
out of your bag?"
People eat fucking hamburgers and chips here, you know, and it's like all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
18-karat gold clitoral. C-L-I-T.
And I hate to say, but I have the same samurai Gmail background.
I'm
looking at
don't.
Your email.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who are you?
You see, I knew we had to come have her come back for the second time.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. I had fun the first time for sure.
Yeah.
we should have drinks tomorrow night for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Wow, this is cool.
And then you can come visit me in Australia.
Oh, I would love to. Aren't Australians hot?
Yeah,
but she met a British guy there.
You know, my ex-boyfriend was British, who was living in Melbourne for 7 years. So he had this British / Australian thing going on.
My boyfriend's English, but he lives in Australia.
Wait, is his name Neil?
No. Yes.
That would have been great.
He's got the same letters in his name, though. Neil Daniel, right?
Can you imagine?
Daniel Neil.
Yeah. Get the same. Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This is. I'm going to get all weirded out right now. Whoa. Whoa.
It's your evil sister.
But LA is 2 degrees of separation.
You think?
Yes.
Really?
So scary, too. I have so many stories of going into an audition or somewhere random and talking about somebody. And I don't like to make it a point to talk about somebody unless they've like affected me somehow. And I'm like, do you know anything about this person? Because I have to ask around. Like, do you ever feel like that? Do you ever? Just, it struck me to do so.
Mm.
And I've talked to people who know him. Like,
wait, this Neil?
No.
Huh? Sorry. I was sending my Valentine's
wish list. We're talking about 2 degrees of separation.
$4,000 vibrator.
Yeah. And it just seemed like everybody I was meeting knew about this person, and it was really scary because it came down to 1 degree of separation, you know, really? Almost that. So I was like, whoa.
I am that person.
Isn't that, if there's three people, it's 1 degree? Or is it?
How would I don't know. It's like it? First cousins, like twice removed, like, you know,
So, yeah. So anyways, it's scary in LA. It's very scary. So I would be much obliged to visit Australia and probably even move there eventually. I know I don't want to settle in America, or if I like,
you know, Sam, that means she has to be your next host.
Yeah, because then she'll leave too.
His last host left for Australia. No, I'm leaving for Australia.
Yeah. You might as well. Yeah. Just, I don't know what it is with Australia, man. It's a nightmare.
They suck us in. Well, it's guys, I don't know.
Oh, man, they're beautiful.
Are you tired of L.A. and stuff? I mean...
But I'm not. No, I love L.A. I mean,
when did you move here?
A couple years ago in 2006.
And really? Where are you from again?
Northern California.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I was living in San Francisco for about 5 years before I came down here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I tried to get from San Francisco to L.A. once, mm-hmm. And I ended up in Eureka. And so the next day, I tattooed Gypsy on my arm.
Holy smokes.
I was like, God damn it. I asked this, like, construction worker. I was like, excuse me. I was like, I've been driving for a really long time, and, you know, I thought, like, L.A. was somewhere around here. And he's like... Sweetheart, he's like, take your little rental car and go back to wherever you came from. I was like, can you at least help me program the GPS? Because that's why I went the wrong way. He's like, you're an idiot. It was a beautiful drive, though.
I mean, Eureka, you don't get much northern than that in California. I mean, that's like almost at the border.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's up there. That would be scary.
Yeah. Like hundreds of miles in the wrong direction.
Yeah. That's enough to feel like a gypsy. You just feel like stranded.
Yep.
You don't even know where you are.
But then, this was awesome. I made it to Monterey, and I found out that I knew someone in Monterey. Just by making a phone call, I was like, I can't believe it. I'm lost, and I'm going to spend the night in Monterey. And the person that was on the phone was like, I have a friend in Monterey. Why don't you call this guy, and he'll take you out to dinner? And I'm like, sweet, free dinner. So then I go out with the guy, and, you know, have a fabulous time. And this was really fucked up, because I'm sitting at the bar, having dinner and drinks with this guy, and this other older gentleman sits down next to me. So I just start talking to him, and I tell him I got drunk, I missed my plane to Australia, I just rented a car, I'm driving around Australia, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And he was like, here, these are the keys to my mansion down the street. He's like, you know, I'm trying to sell the house, I live somewhere else right now, my wife and I got divorced, stay as long as you want.
What?
And he writes down the code and everything and tells me like how to get it. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
I'm like, I have a great life. Like,
you really do.
Amazing.
Yeah. And what if, on a side note, he was like, P.S., there's a gold-plated magic bullet in the bedstand.
You know what? I probably should have looked.
You're like, talk about some hospitality. Sweet. I'm in Eureka. Masturbating. Gypsy.
Now, talking about tattoos, you have several, right?
Multiple, yeah.
Multiple. Mm-hmm.
I like multiples.
But you never show them off. You never show them off. They're all in hidden.
I know, because we knew you had tattoos, but it's funny because you're showing skin, like, you know, your face, your neck, your knees, and stuff like that. My
knee. I have knee-high boots, so that's why, guys.
Well, your thighs. but yet we can't see any tattoos at all.
Yeah. Is that by design?
Yeah, just because I think that there is something subconsciously about people when they see you for the first time and they see the marks.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. So. I told Susie this, yes. Mm-hmm. I told her that it's sort of like the person goes a couple notches down for me, but I'm starting to come around, you know.
I was telling him some people are artists and, like, you know, they just choose to make their body their canvas.
Yeah. And you've got some beautiful ones. I mean, I saw the pictures on Facebook and stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, they're like amazing.
Are we Facebook friends?
I don't know. Let's be friends.
This is bullshit.
You will be now.
I don't really like those social networking sites, though. I honestly just like to put up my pictures and, you know, keep in contact with people from far away. But I don't...
I'll be
people
far away.
Who send me messages and don't text or call are almost offensive to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's like I don't know you. Yeah. Why do you want to be my friend?
Or if we know each other personally and you're making it harder for me to talk to you. I'm like, why are you sabotaging the relationship?
Yeah.
Send me a text or call straight up. Like, I'm going to, at this point, I'm going to request T-Mobile automatically send a text message back to everybody who texts me, like, dude, too high text volume. Sorry for a minute. Or this subscriber has not subscribed from the text message. You know, like something, just be like, guys, honestly, I can't do it anymore. But then again, I don't like to talk on the phone if they're not an efficient communicator. So I'm like driving a lot. So
see, like, I don't like to talk on the phone for the most part at all, you know, unless I kind of have to. It's just much more efficient. It's like, I don't really have much to say to this person. Like, I want to get my one thought out, and I just want to get it done with.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, hi, how are you? I mean, I care how you are, kind of. Mm-hmm. But,
We'll
catch up when we see each other. You know what
totally.
I mean? Just let me get my thoughts out. Like, leave it at that.
That's
don't bother
me, too. Are you a rooster as well?
A rooster?
Your Chinese sign?
No,
are you a cock?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a cock.
I think
yeah.
I'm a dog.
81?
82.
Oh, you might be
a dog. I'm a dog. What does that mean?
Nothing. I don't know. I actually don't know. I do know that my best friend since I was born was born March 12th, and she was yeah. a dog.
I'm the 14th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Same week. Yeah, even those get broken down too. Like you have your weeks and you have your cusp signs.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's very involved, all this astrology stuff.
I just break it down on the relationship level. Like, because really? I've dated so many, like, mm-hmm. at least I know what the guys are about. Like, I know what the guy Pisces are like, but not so much the girls, except for when it comes to my best friend, Courtney.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. Courtney who?
Courtney Lewis.
Okay.
Not Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. No. My friend's in her band, actually. My friend is writing all. Yeah, he's genius.
Really?
He's genius.
Does she still have the band?
Actually, if we're talking about kind of dating somebody, he's a special guy.
Oh.
But he writes all the music and he's
really
genius.
So they're mm-hmm. still going strong with that? Is that the mm-hmm. group Hole?
No, it's just Courtney Love's.
Oh, it is? It's yeah. a different one now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was in a band before that blew up huge. And every time I heard the song on the radio, I was just like, there was so much energy.
Really?
You know, and that's the thing I'm learning about music and laying my own vocals to music. Like I was telling you guys earlier, it's like you have to have the energy and the sound, whether yeah. it comes through your instrument as a voice or like, you know, your bass or guitar. And it's all about the energy.
Yeah. So you into singing and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I love singing. How about you, Susie?
I love singing.
Yeah, that's true. You love the karaoke and stuff.
The karaoke. Yeah. Oh, karaoke can be fun, though. Yeah. What is it? Brass Monkey in Koreatown?
I haven't been there.
You should go.
You want to go tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Because there are cute guys there. It's not just like a bunch of like, you know, Japanese guys.
I know I've told you the story before, but when I was in Australia after Christmas, twice I had two instances. Usually with karaoke, if I show up late, you know what I mean, all the songs are booked, you know, and you can't get in. So I walk up to the people usually and I slip them a 20 and I'm like, can I sing? You know, here's my song.
Mm-hmm.
That always works everywhere in the States that I've ever been.
$20. Okay.
$20. Mm-hmm. So, and then I get to go next. And then, then once they see me sing that one song, then I can sing whatever I want all night, whenever I want. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
You're like the in-house lounge singer.
It's like, you have no idea.
We've done away with karaoke. It's just Susie night. She's wearing like a negligee on top of like a baby grand piano.
No, usually you'll see. But so I get to Australia and I get to like this private club place and I take a $50 bill, you know, because I take into account the currency exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I go up to the lady who's running karaoke and I was like, here. And I was like, can I sing next? And she was like, she looked at me. She wouldn't even touch the money. She's like, we don't do that here. I don't know where you come from. Right. And I'm just like, you fucking bitch. And then...
A bribe is a bribe.
Yeah. I know.
Isn't that like a universal language?
Yes. I mean, seriously. And then another time, I do get to sing. The guy rips the mic out of my hands halfway through my song. And he's like, that's way too inappropriate.
Way too inappropriate? What were you singing?
I was singing I Touched
Black
Myself.
Black Hole Sun.
No.
Yeah,
but
she
I'm
was
telling
acting
you,
it out, too.
I'm usually wasted. I'm usually wearing like a short skirt. And I take a prop. I pick a male in the audience as my prop. And I have to like, you know, straddle him and get down on my knees and do anything for him. And, you know, and then the part where like, I touch myself. And then I, you know,
Oh, and you just do the moans. Like a white zombie. Oh,
yes. But I fucking got cut off halfway through my goddamn song for being too inappropriate.
Well, I could see what he means. However,
it's karaoke.
It's karaoke, exactly.
I mean, how naughty could it
doesn't
be?
Doesn't karaoke mean like be as slutty
anything
as you
goes?
Want? Anything goes, yeah. Exactly.
That's what karaoke means. Be as slutty as you want.
Yeah. Be as slutty as you want.
Yeah, or sing like shit.
If I ever opened a bar, I'd have karaoke kamikaze night. So that's like the drink and the suicide by sex. Like you just have too much of it. You just go downhill.
I just got another sign about Australia.
Yeah.
The word of the day is keel haul. To haul under the keel of a ship.
Yeah.
My car is going to be hauled
I see.
Under the keel of the ship.
I see, she finds meaning in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Ty, what do you do with your life? I mean, what is it that you do?
What is this about? I want to know.
Okay.
The book? Well,
yes.
We'll get to the book in a moment. I just, so you sing, right? You model?
I'm just starting with this. Yeah, I have a print agent and a commercial agent.
Awesome.
And BMG and Avalon Artists, respectively. And they're great. They're working for me. So I'm happy. If I don't audition or work or whatever, then I write, I read, and I work out. I go to Runyon. I just kind of live mellow.
Nice.
But I do party at night.
Yeah.
I want to go out to at least like two or three spots just to socialize.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you act as well? You go for auditions?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
You
see, Susie, you can do more than just babysit kids.
I don't want to do anything more than babysit kids.
I know.
Kids.
She's done Susie, all this when she was a kid.
I think you'd be a great personality. But
I think I grew up doing TV commercials. Yeah, she, I modeled for a million years. Yeah. I like to eat now. And
so now you're going to Australia and leaving us forever when you could... Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have,
very sad. It's
she's
very
been
sad.
On like the cover of Newsweek and stuff when she was a kid.
I did over 100 national TV
just
commercials.
Feels like it's a waste. You could stay here and change the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't
exactly.
finished my education yet. But I'm going to school full time there. I'm going to a very small, quiet town where I will have nothing else to do except have sex and study.
Okay. We're always learning, though.
You think she's limiting herself a little bit?
I think that, you know, for Pisces, I think the best education is life experience and just being, oh, I love this. She hands me a shovel that says, I dig you on it. Nice. I don't know. I think that, yeah, okay. Well, you'll be learning in Australia for sure.
I'm a gypsy.
Yes.
I have to go.
Yeah, she has
well,
to go.
Take my book with you. Yeah. Read it on the plane.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about the book. So, I mean, the title is very provocative, it sounds.
What the heck does that mean?
So, I honestly, I make myself laugh when I read it. Okay, well, it started out, everybody was asking me, you know, how did you detox? How did you do this? And I felt like every time I was helping somebody through, you know, a detox or whatever and giving them a nutritional plan and doing, you know, stuff, I was like basically reiterating a book. So I decided to just get it down.
Wait, so you're a nutritionist too?
I'm working towards like certification. Yeah, I'm
I see. Okay. So people come to you for advice and stuff.
If they want to, but the thing is like it's primarily just I tell them what happened, what works for me and what I know, you know, because I do come from, you know, a nutritional science background where I looked at, you know, the science of food, the synergy of food, and also like in neuroscience, which is where my primary interest is, like I actually know how like what we eat affects the brain. And I mean, not like I'm not talking like on a subatomic level, but I can tell you, you know, please, I'm scared of people who don't eat fish. Absolutely horrified.
Fish is the most amazing thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing.
Really?
It's in every single cell in your body, and it's the only fat that your brain can literally gobble up before your body gets a chance to hold on to it. It's like I eat fish every day, and mm-hmm. I'm so happy. It's like, wow.
And it's good, too. I mean, fish is good.
I eat fish and broccoli every day.
Yeah. Broccoli, for sure. but then I actually discuss broccoli and all
quinoa.
Oh, yeah. That's all in my book, and it tells you kind of like, you know, how to guide yourself through a detoxification process based on what you learned from my first-person excursion, which is kind of how it's written, and everything I'm saying to avoid, everything I'm saying to incorporate into your diet, and how to incorporate it.
Right.
Like, for instance, I talk about the synergy of tomatoes and olive oil.
They're just made to go together.
Really?
Well, even fish, too. Antioxidants, like lycopene in tomatoes, are only fat-soluble, and they have to be combined with oil. But specifically, when you also combine fish and olive oil, the oleic acid in olive oil helps the omega-3 fatty acids to be incorporated into both the membrane and the interior of the cell.
Right. Susie, what did you just say?
What? But it's all in my book, so you can highlight it and go back and be like, and then once you conceive of it, it's almost like there's no reason to eat shit anymore because you understand what's going
on. That's true.
I'm
going to
go throw those Funyuns out of my car.
Please.
I'm just kidding. I've never eaten a Funyun, and I never will.
So now what would a Big Mac do to my brain?
Well, it's poison. So
is it really?
Just imagine. Just, you know, it's like dropping
Why do you say it's poison?
Well, because your body is made of, you know, a trillion cells, 100 trillion cells, something like that. And it's all bioelectrical. So you eat something and it's affected on, you know, the chemical and the electrical level.
Mm.
And a poison is going to do all of that to you. So basically it shuts you down and intoxicates you and it sticks around and it makes it so that your body can't heal itself.
But where's the poison? In the meat? In the
The hormones, I would say yes. The injections that they give the animals.
Oh.
But even like when you look at the reason why people go vegan, they think like, okay, well, here you have a murdered body.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows what it's like to be murdered. We don't right now. But like, you know, if you were there inside a pen and you're feeling this fear and you know that
the negative energy that goes into the meat.
I mean, you're watching your mom get slaughtered.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like that exactly.
So because they're stressed out when that happens. And
stress
that's when
is a molecule. Like yes. We have stress molecules in our muscles that are tight, like lactic
cortisone.
Acid is a form of
Wow.
Yeah, cortisone.
Yeah.
Cortisol or whatever it is.
Cortisone is the cortisol, yeah, is the stress hormone, but cortisone.
So you think it comes through in the meat when we eat it? Mm-hmm. Really?
Because it's made of energy. Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist. Mm. The energy has to come from somewhere, and it could be, you know, an exhaust pipe underneath the conveyor belt. It could be a murdered body, or it could be from the earth like broccoli. You know? So it all depends on how you conceive of your food, you know, in meaning real food, not the stuff that's man-made, not the stuff that's devoid of enzymes that literally shut your body down if you don't eat, you know, enough of them. Yeah.
So are you a vegan? You're not a vegan if you eat fish, right?
Yeah, right.
But you're a vegetarian?
They call you pescatarian.
Pescatarian?
Pescatarian, yeah.
What does that mean?
Fish. Like pesh.
Right.
Yeah. I'll have like Kobe beef. Mm-hmm. Like really rarely.
Wagyu?
If we go to like a really expensive Japanese restaurant. Yeah. Not like, you know, your typical Kobe beef.
So what's different about that beef?
I would just think that's imported and it's made under better standards, under higher standards.
Really?
I wouldn't trust American food at all. Free enterprise. Anybody can package shit and sell it to you.
That's true, and they do.
And they do.
They do, wow. I don't eat very well, you know? I mean, when my wife cooks for me, and she does, it's great food, you know? But I'm still like into that fast food sometimes, you know?
So bad.
And, yeah.
It could be, and you know, it could be even the little things that are in home cooking, what we would think are a part, unless she's making everything from scratch, there are things that are a part of home cooking that are still really detrimental to the body. Like high fructose corn syrup is in everything. And even if you get like Kraft light dressing, mm-hmm. Kraft has high fructose corn syrup in it. It's undeniable. It's in every single product that like Kraft make pretty much.
Wow.
So if you're using that and you're thinking it's a home cooked salad, you know, just because you didn't make the balsamic vinegar or whatever from scratch, it's got that in it. And once that molecule, once that, you know, the corn syrup is in your body, you're still going to be craving artificial things because your body will be essentially made out of an artificial.
So do you stick to organic stuff mostly?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Especially since they found mercury now in high fructose corn syrup.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, that sugar, it only creates acidity. And an example of brain death by acidity is cancer. So it's like, I'm not going to eat something that I know gives me cancer and that I know is going to keep me from living a full, healthy life with the brain.
Yeah. Now, the name of your book is what?
This is something that I kept thinking as I was detoxing to conceive of food as I do, and that there are poisons. It's, you know, it's not just about fat. It's about, like, inflammation. It's about, you know, literally not having cellular integrity. And so I kept thinking, it's not fat, it's pus. And that's the title of my book.
Yeah. And what I've been saying is people are going, no, that's not pus, you know. But
I love it when they say puss, like P-U-S-S. Yeah, puss, like, you would be surprised at how unintelligent some people are. I'm like, yeah, because that makes sense. It's not fat, it's puss. That's disgusting. Yeah, I would never say pussy. Except for that one time, just saying it right now.
That's
I hate that
thought.
Word. I hate that word.
Yeah. I like that word. I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't puss with two S's?
No, it's what I'm saying.
Really?
P-U-S.
Phonemic awareness.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why everybody thinks it's puss, right? Because P, well, yeah,
puss
whatever.
Puss is P-U-S-S.
Yeah, oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Like pussy.
Right.
Like it's not P-U-S-Y.
Right, but it has the Y. That's why I thought it's different. But okay, I'll take your word for it. I'm sure you researched it before you named your book that.
Well, what is it? Morphemically, the S-Y at the end of the word is called the suffix. Mm. That is, yeah.
I see.
Mm. How do you spell it?
So that's why, get this. If you look at the word pussy. Mm-hmm. There, I said it again. Damn it. P-U-S-S-Y. That's really pussy.
It is.
Something that's full of pus. Now, think about this. Yeah, the vagina is the woman's largest excretory orifice.
Wow. Pussy. We'll start calling it pussy from
now. Pussy. But really, and that's why I totally advocate dating vegan women. Because you never know what's going to come out if she's eating hormones, if she's eating murdered body, if she's eating shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that gross?
It is. It is. So how come people love meat so much? I mean,
I don't know. Because they eat it.
Tastes good, right?
No.
Tastes good. I mean, you can tell it like takes forever to digest.
Yeah, because the body doesn't want it. No. It doesn't. And the only reason why we eat it is because we've been eating it and we have it in our body and it craves it. But as soon as you go vegetarian, you realize, you know, the body does a cellular turnover thing within like 6 months.
So are you saying that humans are not supposed to eat meat? I mean, we were not made to? Really?
I would say men do need animal products, like eggs. Cheese is really weird because I look at it as like curdled nipple pus. It's not like...
Really? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Come on.
God, you're really picky.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Curdled nipple pus?
Yeah.
Aw.
But, I mean, I'll eat a little bit like feta, you know, but I think men need it for sure.
I love cheese. Are you kidding me?
But they need the cholesterol.
Yeah.
Men. That's why I wouldn't date like a vegan man because he's going to be really thin, probably anemic, and probably mentally slow.
Really?
You have to eat fish. You have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fish is the best thing. Do you like fish?
I love fish.
Good.
I love fish. Yeah. So I'm going to start eating more of fish. You know, because I don't really pay attention to what I eat, and that's the worst thing. I mean, for you, it's like a lifestyle. You know,
diet
what you
is
eat.
Latin for lifestyle.
Yeah, is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Way Amazing. Of life. How
well, you do look very healthy, and that's Thank good. You know, I mean, obviously it's working. So, I mean, are you shopping the book around now?
Yeah, I'm sending out the manuscripts to certain publishers and to certain people on shows, such as talk shows. You know,
Oprah.
Anybody who would be, yeah. But, you know, Oprah, they're not going to take unsolicited stuff. Even if it's just like a request to send something, they're just like, you know, we don't even want to see the cover of it because then you're going to come back and say, yeah, we copyrighted your image. And I'm like, ah, who's not going to
I see.
It's,
okay.
It's my naked body.
We had, we had her godchild on the show yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Now, aren't you supposed to find like a an agent before you do anything with a book?
I could, yeah. I could also contact agents, and that's in the cards. But
because it's hard to really get through to those publishers, I think. You know, if they don't know the people.
Sometimes they take certain manuscripts.
Do they?
A lot of the books that I'm that inspired me to write this are mm-hmm. published by like Red Wheel, who are like smaller publishers. It's not like Penguin.
Right, right. You know, right. But you don't need a big one. I mean, you know, the book just has to be good. So the book mainly is about health, right?
Mm-hmm. And my experience with the detox, which was horrific. And
Why?
I was in a relationship at the time, and it was, you know, like you just can't. Well, at least the other person has to know who you're dating, has to know what's going on. And I think it's called the Hertzberger effect. When you get really, really thin, it's like your body, like a sponge, squeezes out all the toxins. You get really thin, and, you know, there were issues. He was like, you came down to L.A. to model, and now you're anorexic. And that wasn't even, like, part of the issue. It was like, no, man, I'm, like, happy. I'm really happy. I was lighter. I had energy, and, like, I couldn't say no. I didn't necessarily want to eat shit so that he wouldn't be scared of what was going on. So I detoxed, and I finally, you know, of course I gained the weight back, but
detoxed,
in the form of muscle.
Detoxed like the maple syrup cleanse detox?
I didn't really do that. I didn't even crave sugar. It was like one of those detoxes where it's super alkaline. Lots of vegetables. But I did have fruit in the morning. And, you know, dark chocolate, always organic, and
Mufa, monounsaturated fatty acid.
That's an olive oil.
It's also in dark chocolate. It's part of my flat belly diet.
Mm.
I just like saying Mufa.
Well, there's also Pufa.
Polyunsaturated. Pufa, Mufa.
Have you had your Pufas today?
So how long does it take to detox?
It took me about 4 months. And
really?
That sounds about right because according to my research, it takes 4 months for an imbalanced body to regain balance of omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you start eating fish now, you're going to probably be eating fish like every other day, and then give yourself about 4 months and you'll start noticing a difference for sure. And then about 2 months thereafter, at the 6 month mark, I had fully, I feel like, detoxed. And that's about the time that it takes for your body to interchange all the, you know, subatomic particles in every single cell in your body. So you're pretty much a brand new person in 6 months.
Wow. And do you tell people how to do that in the book? How to detox too?
Yeah. I just talk about, my experience, and then like the things I avoided, and then the things I ate, and then especially looking at minerals, not just fats and carbohydrates and proteins, but minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes. Mm-hmm. Like those are the nutritional categories, not the other fats and carbohydrates and proteins. Cause you're going to go out and you're going to eat a hamburger and be like, oh, I need my protein. You know, it's like,
yeah,
that doesn't
I know.
Make sense.
I know. So you got to be off it for a while, not to crave it anymore.
Right. Because imagine. Then as soon as your body changes, it's not in your body anymore, and there is no craving. Like it doesn't even remember
nice.
It.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, I need something like that, Susie.
You do.
I need to detox.
Definitely. I need to detox.
I think
from
we
the wine.
All do, like daily too, just because of the environment. And yeah, the wine. I mean, the sulfites or what is it? The sulfates, whatever's in. So you know, even those. But I go to this Korean spa on Olympic and Norton. It's amazing. I just watch like all these. I hate to say it, but like, okay, this is the truth. You go and you're naked. You watch all the naked girls walk around. Okay.
Wait,
women
where,
have
where
beautiful
is
bodies.
Where
I'm
is
gonna
this
admit
place?
It. It's Olympic and Norton, and it's dirt cheap. It's $15, and you go and you stay all day. And
what?
It's just it's really cool. They have all these hot rooms. They have like a Himalayan salt room, and just makes you sweat. This jade oxygen stone room is like the wet sauna, and then a cold bath. And I go hot, cold, hot, cold to detox.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I always go up to like my thyroid. The thyroid is temperature sensitive.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So always like even like rinse with like cold water in a shower, like head to toe when you're done with the bath or whatever, and you'll feel it. It's amazing. But
I
want to
do that tomorrow.
That, yeah, you should.
You got a lot of things
I'm gonna
to
go
do
I'm going to go be naked on Valentine's Day with myself. outfit.
I mean, I'm going to admit they're mostly old Korean ladies.
Yeah.
You know, you get your random like model and you're like, sweet. But otherwise, you know, it's just these old Korean chicks.
Yeah.
No, but that does sound 15, amazing.
$15 a day?
$15, yeah.
Really?
They have a heated
Is it pretty nice in there or is it like a dive?
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice. They have a heated jade floor and there's jade in this place, you know.
Really?
It's not like Emerald City when you walk in, but it's really nice. And laying on this floor being heated, it's just like, it transports you, man. Like you have some crazy dreams after you've done all your detoxing, just lay down for 20 minutes.
Take some DMT, go to the spa.
Exactly. I always smoke a couple bowls.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to be there for a couple hours. But yeah, and then detox of that. I'm like, retox.
And what's that place called again?
I think just Olympic Spa.
Olympic Spa. I'm going to look for that. I mean, for 15.
Well, not for guys.
Oh, they don't have it for guys too?
He walks in.
No, I thought they have both guys and girls. I mean, that's what a spa usually is.
No, but there are men's spas around town. I don't know exactly where, but
Olympic and
Norton. Google it.
Norton Spa Detox.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Detox spa.
Well, we're at the end of the show, Ty. I know you
I'm writing Detox Spa next to my flat. Yeah.
This woman is nuts. You have anything in your flask? No?
Red wine.
We're going to have so much fun tomorrow. Does anybody want to come out and play with us?
Yeah, go
seriously.
Ahead.
So we're going to Hollywood or what? West Hollywood or what?
Yes, yes. Let's exchange numbers. I'll call
I'm
you.
On it.
Awesome. And then exchange seats next week when Ty comes and takes your seat, right?
I like her. I think she'd be a good replacement.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
She's got my vote.
Cool.
Well,
sweet.
Sounds good.
Well, I'll let you have your run of auditions. I'm not gonna.
We don't have any more.
Put
auditions
myself where I'm not wanted.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm, you know. So, but at any rate, we're gonna talk and stuff. Hopefully, Ty will be back here, and I don't have to look at Susie anymore.
And if you have questions about astrology or nutrition, send them to me. Should I give my email?
Of course.
It's just my name, tybrenneman@gmail.com.
That's Ty, T-Y?
Mm-hmm. B-R-E-N-N-E-M-A-N.
Awesome. Do you have a website too or anything?
This is the MySpace and all my other like model launch websites. My portfolio's online, but
you don't want
to. I need a professional site. I need somebody to help me out with one of those.
You really do. You really do. Did you buy the domain name yet?
I have it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's there.
It's easy. I mean, it's so easy to build a website now. You know, out there. So I'll just give you some tips.
Thank you.
You can do it. Have your own website and stuff. And you have SusieRally.com?
SusieRally.com, yes.
Right. You see, she didn't even think about it till I bought the name for her.
I know. That was my present.
Mm, that was a present. But she's already got one.
That was the nicest present. It really was.
That's cool.
I know.
All right, Susie. So both of you have a great weekend.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
Love Day.
If you guys
happy
get
Friday
together.
The 13th. Love is a verb. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Okay, so you two are going to do something this weekend.
She's my
We'll
Valentine.
Probably have some cool stories on Monday. So Ty Brenneman, everybody. And did you give out your email? You did,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. And the book is It's Not Fat, It's Pus. And it's probably going
to
be
like
available
to hear him say that.
Available in stores. And
You can get it now. It's not, you know,
oh,
you
really?
Can get the ebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where do you get the ebook?
It's at the Blogspot, which is going to be hosting a lot of nutritional information and stuff like that. And it's not fat, it's pest.blogspot.com.
Oh, okay. Cool. Awesome. And so have a great weekend. Have a great Valentine's Day. And Friday the 13th means absolutely nothing to me. So we'll see you on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.